fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 9th day of November. The prep tip today is to go backpacking. That means carrying everything you need to live for 2 or 3 days, maybe even a week, on your back. Not have a car or a truck or SUV full of all those fun things. Just carry what you need on your back. It'll be a learning experience. You learn what you need. You learn what you don't need. You learn what works. You learn what doesn't work. So check that out. Go backpacking. We have patient Wayne Green and my friend Brady Gupton. Brady is the production engineer over at Liberator Rocket Heaters. I'm the executive vice president of the company. We manufacture the highest quality wood-burning stoves, listen carefully, that have no smoke, that you can safely burn pine and cedar because of the 99.5% combustion according to the EPA. Good morning, Brady.
Good morning, John.
Well, I don't know if Star, our able assistant, told you about the 2 orders I got into the factory, but we got a couple of orders in last week, and one of them's going to be a factory pickup. How about that?
Yeah, I actually saw those sitting on our desk yesterday, right before I left. We were I don't honestly remember. It was kind of crazy. There was a lot of stuff going on. A bunch of people calling in and. Couple of people calling with problems that got solved, and we were dealing with a couple of orders to Alaska. I was trying out a new shipper, trying to figure out the best rates for getting there, and that was fun and not very entertaining, but you know.
Well, that's what you signed up for, isn't it?
I guess something like that. Yeah, it's always an adventure. There's always something new, and it's part of what I actually dig about the job, even when it's not exactly the most fun. But I guess that's why they call it work, huh?
Right. Well, there's a feeling among many people, especially those under 30 years old, that work should just be a place where you show up and get a check without having to do anything.
Yeah, I don't think we should go down that rabbit hole. That'll turn into a whole bunch of other things.
Absolutely. Well, we don't need to do that. At the factory, which is in beautiful downtown Bourbon, Missouri, on Old Route 66, whenever there's been a number of times I'll take somebody on a ride in my Triumph TR6 or otherwise with my town car down old Route 66, and I'll point out to them, I'll say, it's hard to imagine that this two-lane country highway was mm-hmm. the main highway between Chicago and Los Angeles. It's difficult for people to believe that, but that's the way it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's, there's been a couple of times where I've actually traveled down, I was driving down them, but, you know, I was doing one of those sort of prepper things that some preppers will do where I sort of make plans to, you know, it's like, okay, if the worst were actually to happen, like, how would I, and, you know, at the time I was living not too far off of Route 66 someplace else, although it had a different name there, but it was the same road, and you know, doing some mental math in my head, and it's like, okay, if I could move like I did in my 30s, then you know, it would take me what, 4 hours to be able to get to the factory and, you know, continue to do something. But right. Yeah, it's a long stretch of road that you can pretty much drive, and I've done it on a couple of occasions for a couple of different reasons.
Absolutely. Well, beautiful road, great drive. I much rather take old Route 66 and Interstate 44, almost no traffic. But at the factory, which began life about 1952 as a shoe factory, mm-hmm. we manufacture wood-burning stoves that are beautiful. In my opinion, they're beautiful. They're safe. They meet all the standards from all the underwriter laboratories and so forth for being a safe appliance that you can have in your home confidently, knowing that it's as safe can be, knowing that you don't need electricity to keep your house warm. We've had some unusually warm days. Yesterday it was in the almost 90 degrees yesterday, wasn't it?
I noticed, I don't know if it was that hot, but I know it did hit 80 something, and I was just like, wow, this is not right. But, you know, hey, par with the course. I had planned for it because it had been unusually warm for a couple of days, and I was like, you know what? I understand it's November, but I think I'm going to go to work in shorts because, you know, I'd rather not be sweating. And, you know, I'll take my chances at freezing. But, yeah, turns out it was the right decision. So,
absolutely. Well, it was nice and warm. I'm sure the guys in the factory liked the warm-up. We had some really cold days, unseasonably cold, a few weeks ago. And, of course, mm-hmm. the cold weather's on its way. We have Liberated rocket heaters all crated up in custom-built wood crates ready to ship. And all we need to do is get the orders in, don't we?
Pretty much, yeah. We've got another batch fresh off the line that is getting finished credit up today. you know, and it's one of those things. We've got we had one of our inspections from one of our I can't remember if it's UL or EPA, but you know, we've had started having to put in the quality control, like signature slips and stuff in the heaters and stuff, which is something right. we weren't doing before, but that's apparently part of the contract. Yeah, it's difficult to keep track of because we have more certifications than any other wood burning apparatus out there. I think now there may be one or two others that have the same number as us, but until we go and try to get certifications for Europe, which would be required for us to start exporting these en masse to Europe, that would no one else has the same number that we do. So,
well, a 20-foot shipping container could hold. Have you done a calculation? How many?
I have not. I have not.
It would be a good size number.
A bunch. We can fit three of them in the back of an 18-wheeler, like a 52-foot dry van trailer. And so, you know, based on that, 25 plus another three, so 78. We can fit about 80 of them and right. a 52-foot dry van. And so I would imagine that the number would be somewhat similar to for a like a 40-foot container, probably get about 60 in there. But yeah, it's
well,
it's,
that's good to know. That's good to know. Well, I'll be working on getting a banner ready to promote these in the hardware stores in our local area, because this time of year people are really interested in both two things: staying warm and cozy and saving money. This is the time of year when people start thinking about that, isn't it?
Oh yeah, and I've been awash in phone calls and emails from people. Just, you know, some of my favorites are the little like three words. I would like more information, and it's like, okay, you know, what do you want to know? You know, but yeah, it's I'm getting a lot of those sorts of things. People just sort of becoming aware of us and trying to figure out what it is, what it does, you know, how is it, how does it work? How is it different? You know, I'm also getting some of the people who, you know, ordered last year and it's taken them 6 months to get an installer. And I had a couple of those over the past week where, you know, she's like, okay, I got it, you know, getting ready to do the first burn, burn off all of the VOCs and the technical coating and, you know, sort of cure the paint, as it were. You know, a couple of people have been dealing with some exhaust issues and stuff like that. But yeah, it's definitely getting busy. I'm sort of losing my mind and losing track of where I am and what I need, as well as trying to do all of my other stuff, such as, you know, solving some problems. There's a machine we've been trying to work on in the back of the shop to get it working. And we're pretty much there, but there's still some communication errors. And, you know, it's like when you're trying to get a modern day, you know, Windows 10, Windows 11 computer to talk to a machine from 1990 that had barely even imagined computers, much less computer networking. It gets, it gets fun and tricky. And
all right. Well, I got some good news. I had a carpenter, a contractor in earlier this week to install the cold air return on my Liberator rocket heater. As nice and warm and cozy as it kept the house last winter, I anticipated being especially the back of the house, being warmer and even cozier this year because it'll be consuming outside air for combustion rather than burning up the nice warm air that I've already paid money to heat up.
Yeah.
That's a major advantage, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. You know, and it's funny how many times I'll be talking to people and, you know, I'll tell them, you know, all right, this is what you need. And, you know, while you're at it, you know, here's what you should do. These are, you know, very strong recommendations, and, you know, people take them or leave them. But, you know, you trade a very slight decrease in combustion efficiency because you get a better fire when you're burning hot air as opposed to burning cold air. But the what you get on the flip side of that equation is all of the warm air that you're making is staying inside of your home instead of going into a fire and going up your chimney. And, you know, to my mind, that seems like a very easy exchange. You know, I'm sacrificing some air that I don't really care about and, you know, 0.01 or whatever percent of combustion efficiency for, you know, marginal, you know, 1 or 2% increase in sort of heating. But more importantly, I think, is, you know, depending on the size of your home and the size of your space, you know, that any air that you can burn from inside your home will have to get replaced. And if you're constantly going in and out your door, opening windows or something like that, then hey, it's not that big of a deal. But if you're, you know, all bundled up inside trying to get ready and, you know, keeping everything closed, like, you know, most people are towards the evening, which are longer in the winter, then you're, you know, the air will essentially find its way inside your home. And that usually happens by causing, you know, cracks and drafts in doors and windows and other weak spots in your place. And, you know, it's nice to, you know, with that outside air intake that you don't have to deal with that anymore. So, you know, it's just one of those easy sort of little things that, you know, I think everybody should do. You know, but you know, some people don't want to deal with the hassle of trying to get something like that installed, or maybe they'll think about it later on. And you know, it's their choice, their right. It's designed to work either way. So,
absolutely, absolutely. Well, there's a lot of bonuses to the Liberator rocket heater. It's the only stove we're aware of that burns both wood pellets and regular firewood. That's a great bonus. Anything from, one of our customers, he burns bamboo. He cuts off the bamboo where it'll fit between the Liberator and the ceiling and just watches it incrementally burn down as it's consumed by fire. You can safely burn conifers, cedar, and pine and other softwoods because of the 99.5% efficiency. A nice 16-inch diameter flat top that you can heat up water, make coffee, cook a meal, which the guys at the factory do that routinely, don't they?
Yeah, when we're running a heater, a lot of times guys will heat up their lunch. You know, we've got some pots and pans and stuff in there that, you know, some of the guys are using. You know, some of them still just throw it in a microwave because I only have a minute or whatever. But, you know, it's definitely been done. A few steaks have been burnt, which is, I would argue, a crime in and of itself. But, you know, ruining good meat. But, you know, I'm from Texas, so that's that's a little bit more of a grievous thing down there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, a couple of years ago, you and I were talking, or Sky and I were talking, we would have let people know, well, go ahead and place your order. You'll get in line, and your Liberator will be delivered as we get to it. It may be 6 months. It may be 8 months. And people were ready to accept that because they wanted these so bad. Now, that's no longer the case. Liberators are in stock, ready for immediate shipment, and a custom-built wood crate, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. I was just looking through. I found a folder of some of the old pictures from back then, and yeah, it's remarkable the changes that have been made. We've, you know, I don't have an accurate count at the moment, but we're sitting around, I don't know, at least 40 or 50 stoves. We got another batch off the line that's getting created up right now, and, you know, we're pushing them out. I just, you know, we've got another batch that's on its way, and the guy that's been doing most of the painting recently, you know, I was telling him, hey, let's make some more. I think I know we've got two red that are crated up, ready to go. And I was asking him for more green and another red, just so we can actually have some stock and inventory for when people want some of the pretty, pretty colors that are also available.
Well, tell us about those colors. What are they?
Well, the red is a nice sort of a barn red with a little twinge of brown or something, and it's like that. It's called Mojave Red. It's that sort of southwestern desert Navajo style looking color. It's very gorgeous. I love it. You know, it kind of reminds me of like the terracotta in one of my grandma's old kitchens. But we also have a really nice sort of deep forest green color that's it's got the same sort of metallic sheen that we've got on the blacks. And it is, you know, it I think it fits really well for, you know, guys that like the hunting, the camo, and or maybe like some of your Army veterans types of guys. I don't really know much about that, being a Navy guy myself, but we also have a really nice shade of brown, kind of a deep English leather library sort of looking brown. And we've done some other crazy stuff in the past too with the gold, super bright gold that was frankly too much for my eyes, but you know, hey,
it was
each their own.
I happen to be in a factory to see that. It was absolutely beautiful. Mm-hmm. We have a last break. We'll be right back.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, talking to Brady. Brady is the production engineer over at Liberty Rocket Heaters. I'm the executive vice president of the company. It's a revolutionary stove, a great way to stay warm, save money, and all of it done just as easily as possible, isn't it, Brady?
Yeah, it really is, and which is sort of always the point behind the rocket heater and Liberators especially. It is, you know, we've had customers who've been, you know, burning wood for, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40 years, and, you know, they will call us up and be like, oh, well, I'm getting old, not as young as I used to, and, you know, well, splitting wood is getting harder and harder. You know, I've gotten my stacks already piled up, but, you know, I'd really like to not have to chop as much. Can your stove help with that? And it's so like, yes, we can. You know, typically people who rely on wood heat burning for their winter heat will, you know, depending on which part of the country they're in, go from anywhere from like 2 to 4 cords per year to like a cord and a half of wood per year after switching to the Liberator. And one of the nice things about that is, you know, you don't have to go and chop as much wood. You don't have to split as much wood. You know, with the pellet hopper add-on, you can, you know, burn wood pellets, and you can just, you know, call up Lowe's, Home Depot, or wherever, you know, Tractor Supply, you know, Baumgartens, and you know, just order up, you know, a ton of pellets. You know, even at $4 or $5 a bag, you're still looking at generally a much cheaper way to heat a home throughout a winter than you would off of the typical oil and gas solutions that most people are using, or the brand new electric heat pumps that they keep trying to push on all of us, despite the fact that they only work when temperature conditions are ideal. And, you know, they tend to not work at all once things get a little bit too extreme, which, you know, if the recent weather is anything to go by, it's, you know, that's what's happening. We're getting more and more extreme weather, so.
Absolutely. Well, the weather has become bizarre. It's not human activity that's doing it. It's just the way it is, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I've got some theories, you know. Grand solar minimum sort of makes sense. And, you know, there's another cycle that happens like once every 4,000 years or something like that, that also seems to be kicking off around the same time. But, you know, do humans have an impact on the environment? Certainly. But I don't think we're anywhere near what the Greta Greenies try to say that we are at. So, you know, it is what it is. Believe it or don't, it doesn't really matter. The weather is the weather, and you're not going to change that. Not even the weatherman can. So,
absolutely. Well, Brady, I want to thank you for being with us. I know you probably got a busy day ahead of you. Always do, putting out fires and taking care of all kinds of things at the Liberated Rocket Heater Factory. And, ladies and gentlemen, when you're ready to stay warm and cozy and save money, just get your order in there at thelibertyman.com for your Liberated Rocket Heater. We will get it processed, and we'll get it shipped out as quick as we can, won't we?
Absolutely. I've got another couple ones I got to run in to go take care of right now. So,
okay.
Have a great day, John.
Well, thanks, sir. Appreciate it. We have a Bob in the Hour break coming up here soon, and we'll be back with Tom Berryhill, the one and the only man manufacturing the energy cleaner. This is my home business. I ship about 500 a year all over the planet. Everywhere except the Antarctic. We always joke about whether there's any at McMurdo Station where there's 3,000 men and women counting penguins and taking ice core samples. But there probably are some down there. We simply don't know if there are or not. And it's a marvelous product, product that will help you get past the arthritis pain, get the best night's sleep you've had maybe in decades, get your life back. That's always a good thing, getting your life back so you can do the things that you've been putting off. Walking in the park, or dancing with your honey, riding a bicycle, hunting, fishing, whatever it might be that you're not doing because, well, you simply haven't got an energy cleaner. So check out the energy cleaner at my website. Tom and I will be talking about it and hopefully educate you to the point where you're ready to make that decision and stop procrastinating. So you too can also get your life back. That's so gratifying. And I really like being able to help people get their life back and look forward to doing that as much as we can into the future. It's just a lot of fun getting the emails we get, the phone calls we get from people who finally got their life back after going for years with pain issues and sleep issues that weren't being resolved, or maybe they're using these harmful, dangerous pharmaceutical products to accomplish those goals, which they are harmful and they are dangerous. And it's a great product made right here in Missouri and with all American parts, and we shipped them out priority mail all over the planet. Of course, there's an extra shipping charge to other countries. Here's our break. Right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cottonwood, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
Jerry Moore here on Thursday, the 9th day of November. Less than 2 months, and the year will be over. I'm going to send a note to my friend Tom and let him know that we're doing a radio show right now. We didn't do one last week. We had technical difficulties. And get this to him so that he knows we're doing a show right now. He's a busy guy. He not only manufactures the energy cleaner, he has other products that he's involved in, maintaining high-tech equipment for companies that need help. So he's really busy with all these different things. We'll go ahead and go with open lines here at Republic Broadcasting. The call number is 512-248-8252. I've been working with Tom now with Energy Cleaner. I think this is the 13th year, I believe. I got my first Energy Cleaner from Tom about 20 years ago or so. And it finally occurred to me that I could help him market these things and get more of these energy cleaners out into the hands of the people that need them. The first unit I bought, I gifted it to a very dear friend of mine. His widow is still using it. It's a great unit. All of them are great units. Before Tom took over manufacturing energy cleaner, these were handmade one at a time and sold for $3,000 a piece. Now the retail price is $285, shipping included, American zip codes. With the Veterans Day sale I've got going, they're only $260. That's $25 off the energy cleaner. The mattress pads, there's quite a few of them. There's a twin, full, queen, king, California king, the handy travel size, and the micro plush throw. They're 25% off. So when you go to my website at thelibertyman.com and you place your order, you pay full price. I do the sale price manually, the sale price refund. So that's what I do. And you can place your order at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. There's an address. You want to send me a check or a money order, make sure it's postmarked or before the sale ends. We may have this sale go until Monday the 13th at midnight. Make sure it's postmarked before Monday the 13th at midnight, and we'll get that order taken care of, get shipped out to you just as quickly as possible. My friend Steve Whitman, his testimony is the first article he wrote before he became an author, writing and publishing a number of novels. But that testimony is at my website, where Steve Whitman documents how he was shot 3 times with a .45 pistol, that he gives myself and energy cleaner credit for giving him the strength and the energy and the agility to leap off the backhoe tractor and avoid the fourth and final kill shot, and then credit to the energy cleaner for his rapid recovery. And we now have with us my friend Tom Berryhill. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, John. I was a little late, having phone problems here.
Okay. Well, you're the master of communications. You got that all squared away now?
Well, you're hearing me, so that's pretty good, I suppose.
I was just talking about my friend Steve Whitman and how his testimony is at my website at thelibertyman.com. His article he wrote, I read this and I called him up. And I said, Steve, you need to write a book. You really do. Which he did. His first book, he's written now more than a dozen, I believe, titled Winning Life's Lottery, which there's now a second edition out where he added about another 100 pages to the book. It's a very moving story, what Steve Whitman went through, isn't it?
It is, John, and Steve, he's an excellent writer, but that was a story that needed to be told, and it's just the way everything fit together. That man was lucky to live through that.
He was, absolutely. We talk a lot about the procrastination and denial and people not believing the energy cleaner can do what we claim it does. That's one of the reasons I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. I visited with my chiropractor yesterday. He's agreed to look into the energy cleaner and check it out for himself. And I know he'll be pleased. We have both chiropractors and medical doctors, both who are customers of the energy cleaner, aren't they?
Yes, that's true. And chiropractors, naturopaths, people like that, came on board pretty early with this, John. These units have been made for quite a few years, starting in the year 2000. The first units were made in March of 2000. Been making them ever since. And many of these practitioners came on board, but there was a lot of resistance from medical doctors. But now they are starting to look into this type of technology. Energy healing has become noticed by them, and there's quite a few medical doctors now using energy healing. So energy cleaner is being more accepted in the with the medical doctors.
Absolutely. Well, I like to tell people, we have new listeners every week, first of all, what the energy cleaner is not. Energy cleaner is not a TENS unit. The energy cleaner is not a Rife frequency generator. It's entirely different technology. The energy cleaner puts out what we call an electrostatic healing signal. That signal goes to every cell in your body, flushing toxins out, bringing in fresh nutrition. You know, the human body has more than a billion cells, and cells are constantly being created and constantly dying off, aren't they, Tom?
Yes, that's right. And the energy cleaner will take cells that are sluggish and becoming toxic and help to flush those toxins out. And I've always said that it acts like a set of jumper cables for every cell in your body. And when the cells can operate properly without the toxic load that some of them have, you'll get complete healing with many different health issues. So the energy cleaner really is an assistant for your body to obtain optimum health.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, helping people is what we do, and energy cleaner is about the size of a cigar box. It gets its power from 9 Dias and Delta size batteries. The price has gone up at the dollar store. I couldn't find any of the dollar store house brand the other day. I needed some for an energy cleaner, and the Energizers that I saw there were $2.25 a piece. They're going to be somewhat pricey, but we encourage people to change the batteries once a year. That's what I do, and that's to help avoid damage from leakage. The batteries can last far longer than that, but it's a lot cheaper and more convenient to change the batteries once a year than to deal with the consequences of leakage, isn't it, Tom?
It is, and that's the problem. The battery leakage is pretty damaging to the energy cleaner and the electronics in there. So, and that's any type of electronic instrument, anything that runs on batteries like that is subject to damage from battery leakage. So it's just a wise thing to do on an annual basis, change the batteries, and you will have optimum performance then for many, many years. We've had units that are from day one, they're still in operation, John, still being used, and without any issues because people check the batteries as we ask them to on an annual basis. So it's pretty simple, and it works out to about around a dollar a month, maybe a little bit higher than that now with inflation, but very low operating costs.
Well, my first energy cleaner, which I got from you 20-something years ago, I gifted it to a very dear friend of mine. His widow is still using it on a daily basis. These things just, if you change the batteries, they seem to be like they last indefinitely, don't they?
Yeah, they will. Yes. You know, I did take one unit and just to see what would happen, and I put it in a plastic tub in case anything did leak or fall apart. And it ran for more than 5 years. I think it was approaching 7 years, but it was falling apart. The batteries were leaking. The light was still blinking. And I always tell people, the light's blinking, it's working. So it was working, but also slowly destroying itself from the batteries leaking. So that's what happens. Although we can repair these units all the way back to day one. So it's possible to rebuild them, the flat rate charge to do that. So if it does happen, don't worry about it. We can make it work again for you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I have energy cleaners in stock ready for immediate shipment. I have a Veterans Day sale going on right now, which is $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. And that sale is going to end Monday the 13th at midnight. Every time I set the box, the package on the counter at the Cherryville post office, and turn it over to the postmistress, I just think to myself, here's one for the good guys. Here's another man or woman or couple, they're going to get their life back. They're going to have the strength and agility and alertness to help resist the new world order. That's what I think, Tom. It probably doesn't surprise you, does it?
No, I agree. and that's good. And you're probably one of their biggest customers, that small post office there.
Oh, I am. I do more international shipping than anybody else out of that little post office. And sometimes I'll get a new postmistress, and I'll have to educate them about some of the nuances of international shipping, because it doesn't happen there that much. But I ship these out of priority mail all over the planet, helping people get their life back. And it's so gratifying to be able to do that, Tom. And every family that we help, every couple we help, every man and woman we help, is another couple or man or woman that can have what they need to resist the new world order, aren't they?
Yes, that's true. It's true. We continue to do this work. It's sometimes it's challenging to get the parts. During this pandemic, we were having a lot of trouble obtaining almost any of the parts, and that's loosened up a bit. There's still some shortages, but we just keep plugging away at it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, there's a bonus. People start getting the seed catalogs with those beautiful photographs in about 8 weeks or so, around the first week of January. These seed catalogs hit people's mailboxes. And if you want to increase the productivity of your fruits and vegetables and make your ornamentals more beautiful, the energy cleaner is a way to do that, isn't it, Tom?
It is, and it's real simple to do. You just need to distribute that signal from the unit to the plants, and that can be easily done by stretching out some chicken wire. You can use aluminum screen wire. If you want to start seeds in pots, you can simply set the pots on a shelf. If it's a wooden shelf, you'd want to spread out either some aluminum foil, screen wire, chicken wire, anything that's metallic, and anything that's electrically conductive will work. If the shelves are metal and you can clip that energy cleaner cable onto a bare metal spot, then you'll energize that whole shelf, and that works as well. So it's that simple to get the seeds started. Then once the seeds are in the ground, you can use electric fence posts and also the electric fence insulators to support a grid of chicken wire over the plants. And that's how you get the signal to them. You need to keep the energy cleaner in a plastic tub out of direct sunlight. Keep moisture off of it, the direct sunlight, so keep it in a shaded area. And it will run around the clock, 24/7, 365. And that will get those plants to really start producing some vegetables. I really think this is an important method of growing your vegetables in these coming days. We don't know what the future holds. And being able to produce in great quantity vegetables for your own consumption and your family, neighbors, and maybe even your community through the farmer's market could be a really good thing to be taken into consideration these days. So the energy cleaner really helped with that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, it's a marvelous healing device. I ship these all over the planet, everywhere except the Antarctic. We joke about that occasionally. But the benefits are very strong and very helpful. Something people need to be aware of: if you set up an energy cleaner mattress pad in your bedroom, and you have either cats or dogs or both, you're going to need to keep the door shut unless you want those cats and dogs on the bed. Right, Tom?
That's very true. They will get into some scuffles if you have more than one pet. There may be a little bit of arguing and wrangling about trying to get the best spot on that bed, and they will do that. They'll seek that. I don't know how they know, John, but they seem to seek out that energy signal, and they get themselves on there, and they get some good health too. It's amazing how much feedback I've had over the years from people that have commented on how much it's helped their dogs and cats. And even remember one lady in Tennessee contacted me and said she was breeding parrots. And she would simply connect the energy cleaner cable onto the wire cage that the birds lived in, and that helped the parrots quite a bit. So she was having good luck with that. And another customer was had aquariums set up and some expensive saltwater type fish, and they just simply put a stainless steel wire down into the water and clipped onto that, and that would energize the water in the aquarium tank and help the fish quite a bit. So many different ways to use this. And, of course, that same method, putting the wire into the water, you can do that in your hot tub or a bathtub. And if you do that on occasion, you'll really have some great health benefits.
Absolutely. Here's our last break. We'll wrap this up after the break.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American-made, the Liberator Rocket Stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator Rocket Heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
HempPaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit HempPaste.com/RBN.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Well, Tom, we got the information out we need to this week. Now it's up to our listeners to do their homework, think about it, pray about it, and move forward to get an engine cleaner and a mattress pad, isn't it?
Yes, sir, that's correct. And if you're having a sale, there's some extra savings right there. And that's
absolutely
just the time to place their order.
That's right. Well, if you already have an engine cleaner and you have somebody you care about that has issues with pain or issues with sleep, what a great Christmas gift. An engine cleaner and a mattress pad to go with it. It's something that won't be left unopened in a box like many Christmas gifts, right, Tom?
Yeah, that's true. We start getting busy with some of these orders later in November this month and starting in December. People start doing that very thing. They're ordering to get the units in time to give them out as Christmas gifts. And that happens quite a bit and has been for many, many years. So it is a great gift, especially if you know somebody that not just wants to try it, but they have some serious health issues. In almost every case, this technology will help these people, give them some relief, and they'll get benefits from using this. And then in many of the cases, John, it has totally reversed the particular health issue they were dealing with. And I've had people contact me, and I'll never forget the woman. I think they were Wisconsin or Minnesota, but the lady's husband had a health issue that this gentleman had been to every doctor you could think of in their area. Nobody could help him. He even went to the Mayo Clinic. They could not help him. In the energy cleaner, they started using that, and within a few weeks, his issue, health issue, was totally reversed. He was back to normal health. That was an amazing story to hear. Not enough time to tell it today, but that's what happened. And the Mayo Clinic could not help this person, but the energy cleaner did.
Absolutely. Well, I have energy cleaners and mattress pads in stock, ready for immediate shipment. We have a sale going on that ends Monday the 13th, a Veterans Day sale, to help people get a bit of a discount, make it a bit more doable. It's a very substantial savings that adds up really quick. 25% off mattress pads, $25 off engine cleaner itself. You place your order, you pay full price. I do the sale price refund manually. The same thing, you call my toll-free order line, which is 800-592-9543. If you're mailing a check or money order, make sure it's postmarked before midnight the 13th. And I want to help as many people as possible, just as you. Right, Tom?
Yes, sir. That's what we do. I've been doing it for many, many years now.
Absolutely. Well, that's what we do. We help people get their life back. That's what we do. Tom, thank you very much. We appreciate having you back next Thursday.
Thank you, John.
That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy cleaning, essential oils. Now, while you can, your firearms and ammunition. Never, ever get your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, the large, beautiful state of Missouri I get to live in, the even larger, beautiful state of Texas. And Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN,
The Republic Broadcasting Network.